Okay, today's daf is Daf Dalet on Kiddushin. We're going to start on the very bottom of, Gimel Amud Bet. Refuah Shleima L'Dvar Bat Dinos, Avram Shum Ben Chanakar Mipanim, Orli Pnina Bat Racha Frida Chaim, Malka Esther Bat Zipora, Dani Abim Ben Chayrut, Yosef Ben Rechele, Bat Rivka Rapa, Yoshua Falek Ben Bracha Batya, Yalmer Bat Chayrina Chay Bat Shoshana, Yaakov Ben Rosa Tzvi Ben Mele, Tali Racha Bat Tamar Sar, Liloy Nishma Chana Bat Tatar, Vereza Bat Sar. If you remember yesterday, we had a long list of options as to where we learn Kiddushin B'Kesef. It's going to basically take us until almost the end of today's daf. And then we're going to get to, obviously, where do we learn Kiddushin B'Bia? Where do we learn Kiddushin B'Shtar? So today we're going to get to Kesef and then Bia. We suggested all different possibilities. We had V'Yatzach Chinam in Kesef, that we learn it from the Amah. And then what did we say? Ein kesef la'adon zeh, right? She buys herself out without having to pay any money. And when she becomes, when she becomes a na'ara. But we said, ein kesef, meaning, why does it have to repeat, right? Yetzach chinam means she goes out for free. Why does it have to say ein kesef? Because there is some other adon that does get kesef, and that's going to be the father. And there we're going to show number two things. We learned both of our questions. We had two questions. Where do we know that you learn kesef? And where do you learn that the father gets the kesef if he marries off the daughter? But then we rejected it, and we said that maybe it's only for a ketana that can't accept it, but maybe a nara would be able to accept the money on her for herself, and therefore we rejected it. We went to all different other ones. You can learn it from Binu Rabbe Davia, and then we said, no, that's Hafarat Nedarim. We can't learn it from Hafarat Nedarim. They said, why not? Because then we said, right, we don't learn Mamam from Isur. Then we said, maybe learn it from the Knas of the Onus of Mefate. No, we don't learn Mamam from Knas. Maybe we learn it from Boshed and Gam, right? And then they say, no, because the father also has a part of that, and then, therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn. So now, and that's what we ended up with, that strange Rashi about what does it mean the father has a part of it. And then they said, because he could actually marry the daughter off to some minuval, right? And we've rejected all our options. So now, sometimes when there's no answer, they go back to one of the original ones we rejected, which is what we're going to do today. We're going to go back to the Amah and say we actually learn it from the Amah. Elamistabra, dechi kamimait, yitzia, dekavate kamimait. So now we're going to say, remember, we said we couldn't prove it from the father because maybe it goes to her, right? And only if she's a ketana does it go to the father. But once she becomes a nara, maybe it would be hers, the money. And then we say, no, we actually are going to learn it from there. And what does it mean? Dechi kamimait, when it's mimait, when it excludes something from the pasuk here, right? What's it saying? Ein kasef, right? Which means it's excluding a case where there would be kasef. How is it excluding it? Yitzia de kavate kamimait. We're going to do it exactly in the way that is similar to the Amah Ivriya. And since the Amah Ivriya goes out from a na'ara, when it goes out, she's a na'ara. Therefore, also, we're going to learn it here for a na'ara. Right, they're going to say that when we want to exclude and say, and if this is our reason for kesef, because we did learn kesef from there, we just said it doesn't necessarily prove that the kesef is going to go to the father. So what are they saying? Well, if this is saying ein kesef and ein kesef la adon, right, but there is kesef to a different adon, which would be the father, then we're going to say if we're learning one from the other, then we're going to say whatever is true here, and however we say it isn't the case here, it will be the case here. Meaning we're going to, the opposite conclusion comes out, but it's going to be the opposite conclusion in the same structure. Okay, we're going to keep the structure. So the structure here is, where would the kesef go? It would go to the adon. So therefore, when we say, and it doesn't, right? That was the whole thing. The adon doesn't get any money. When she leaves, when she becomes an ara, he doesn't get the money. So therefore, when we say the father does get the money, it's going to be the exact same way. The Adon would have gotten the money. Here, the father is going to get the money. And that's how we can eventually prove it from there, that it is the same way. Okay? So then they say, V'halo dam yahayitziya lahayitziya. Hatam. So now they're going to say it's not the same, though, the Yitzio. You want to say it's the exact same thing, but it's not, because Hatam Nafkale Merishut Adon Legamre V'Hacha Akate Michzera Mesira L'Chupa. This is all to learn out Kesef Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin is Erusin. Erusin means she's still part of, right? She's still living in her father's house. So they're saying this isn't, if you're going to say it's an exact comparison, it's not an exact comparison. Because when she leaves the Adom, when she becomes an Ara, she's entirely free from him, she has no connection to him anymore. When she leaves the father at Erusin, she's not really leaving the father, she's still connected to him, because until she has Mesira L'Chupa, she's still in the Rishut of her father. And therefore, again, they want to say maybe this really isn't a good comparison to learn from here. So now what do they say?
She's a Bogeret. She's not in the Rishut of her father.
Forget a Bogeret. We're talking about a Nara. That's what we want to prove. If she's a Bogeret, she's not in the Rishut of her father anymore. Right.
And they're not saying here that if she's given an Erusin, that she automatically jumps category and she gets totally released from her father?
So that was the thing. We want to compare Erusin to the Shichur from the Adol. And now we're saying we can't compare them. Because the shechor from the Adon is complete, and the shechor from the father is not complete. Okay, she's still part of the father's household at that point, right? She stays in the father's household. So therefore, it's not complete. So therefore, it's not a good comparison. By the way, it reminds me, just to say on tape, and for those who left early yesterday, we looked after class, so Miun is from age 12. So when she gets to, when she can disagree, it's age 12. Okay, so now they're going to say, wait, but b'hafara nedarim miha nafkale merishute. Well, it's true she's not totally separate from him, but she is out of his reshut as regards certain things. And therefore, we can make the comparison. Okay? For what aspects is she out of the father's reshut? B'hafara nedarim. How so? We're going to see it's not exactly complete, but we'll show why this is mean she's out of his control. Ditna, what it really means is she's out of his exclusive control. Okay, he's not the only one who can be made for her nedarim right now, right? And he can't be made for her nedarim on his own. Remember that? Ditznan, we learn in the Mishnah, Nara Murasa, Avia Ubala Mifarim Nidareha. Right? Who is made for the nedarim? Only right in that in-between point where she's engaged but not yet married, both the father and the husband together are made for the neder. And therefore, what happens now? She is basically out of her father's complete control. And therefore, that's enough to make it a comparison to the Eved. Okay, so in the end, we are left with this comparison that we're going to learn it out. Yatachinam Ein Kasef. Ein Kasef comes to teach you Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, but Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. And who's that going to be? The father. So from here, we learn both answers to our question. The father, right? Number one, you can be Mekadesh B'Kesef. And number two, the father gets the money. Okay? So right now, that's our proof. Yeah.
When we're talking about Kaddish, we're talking about Erusin.
So Kiddushin is always
Erusin?
Yeah. B is a form of Erusin. Okay. Right, which is weird because you're not exact. You're supposed to not. You're Asur Labala. Well, no, not that. You're
Asur to everyone and Asur to
your husband. Right, you're also Asur to your husband. Right, you're forbidden to your husband. Sorry. Right, we'll have to talk about that. How Bia works. Okay. V'hai v'yatzachinam l'hachi hudaata. Okay, so we've proven it. This is a good proof. But now they're going to say, is that pasuk? We have a rule, by the way. You remember the rule about drashot? You can only darshan one thing from each pasuk, unless what? You can show that there's some unique formulation that teaches us an additional thing. Okay? But if you take the basic pasuk at face value, or a section of a pasuk, we can learn from it usually one thing. So now they're going to have a problem because they're going to say we use those words v'yatzachinam ein kasef to teach us something else. Remember why we learned it? Because v'yatzachinam already means ein kasef, right? Ein kasef is unnecessary. Yatzachinam means she goes free. Ein kasef means she doesn't have to pay any money. Well, that's the same thing. So ein kasef was extra here. So now they're going to say, we already darshan the Ein Kasef for something else. And if we darshan it for something else, well, then we can't use it for our purposes. So that's where we're at right now. Yetza? Yeah, sure.
If you're saying that you only learn one thing from one pursuit, that means you don't have general principles?
What do you mean, general principles?
Well, I mean, if you're saying, like, you can't use what you learn as a general principle.
Generally, okay, so first of all, this is a rule that is broken many times, or I would say, pulled in sort of stretched, okay? Because they'll somehow always find a reason. Today it will be a real stretch where they find their way, okay? But with the way it works is there's the pshat of the pasuk, and then you can darshan something if there's room to darshan it. Again, it's a very loose, right? The whole world of drashot is somewhat complicated because it doesn't work through logic, right? And we've learned many times that often they have the halacha and they just want to connect it to the pasuk, right? Okay, so there's no clear-cut answers. It's not scientific. Okay, so now, how does it work here? V'yahayvi atzachinam l'hachi hudata. Is it coming for this? Hamibayile, we need it l'chidutanya for this breita. Titanya v'yatzachinam elu yimei bagrut. En kasef elu yimei na'arut. Okay, here's our new drasha that we now find out was already taught. What is it? Yatzachina means when she's a bogeret. Okay, then she goes free. Ein kasef means even when she's a na'ara. Okay, so ein kasef already came to include the age of na'arut. And therefore you can say that it's coming to teach you that there is kiddushin bekesef, which is what we tried to learn from there. Amar Ravina, here's his out. Im kain lemakra ein kasef without a yud. Okay? Have you ever seen ein without a yud? Okay? Not very common. Okay? Now, again, we're going to get into some grammar things or shorashim that don't really seem to match what we know to be grammar today. Anyway, they're going to say that the yud is extra, and since the yud is extra, we can darshan something additional. Okay. So, my ein kasef with a yud. Ein kesef ladon zeh, v'yesh kesef ladon acher. So that yud allows us to darshan the drasha that we want, but there's kiddushin bekesef in a regular case. Umanihu, and who gets that kesef? The av, right? He's like the adon, he gets the money. Umimai de darshin an hachi. So now they say, how can we darshan this extra yud in the ein? Okay, from where can we get that from? Okay, from where can we get that? So now they're going to show that there's another pasuk, another drasha, where we darshan the yud in ein. Okay? Ditanya, bezera ein la. Okay, now what is this? This is a woman who's a bat kohen. What does she do? Let's say her husband dies. So now she goes back to her father's house. Does she get to eat truma? So it depends. Only if she doesn't have children. Okay, we actually saw this drasha in the past. She doesn't have children. So now they say, v'zera ein la, ein li ela zara. What? Oh, forget about Yibum. Now we're only talking about if she can go back and eat truma. The question is, can she eat truma? She's a bat kohen. If she still has children from the marriage, then she can't go back and eat truma in her house. Okay, so now, what if she doesn't have children, but Ella zera Emily Ella zara zera zara minayin? What if she has grandchildren? Let's say her children died, but she has grandchildren minayin. So how do we know that she can't eat truma either? Talmud lamar zera ein la. Now they're going to darshan the ein. Okay, they're going to darshan the yud in the ein. If the yud is extra. And they were going to learn from there, ayin la. Now they're switching the aleph and the ayin, okay? We're really getting off track with the drashot here. Ayin la means go look really well. In other words, don't just look at her children. Look and see if she's got more than her children, which is her children's children. Ein li ela zera kasher. We're going to have another drasha from it now. We only know from here that she has zera kasher. But zera pasul minayin. Let's say one of her kids is a mamzer. Okay, would that mean that she can't go back? Talmud lomar, zera ein la, ayin la. Again, the same thing. Any kind of zera she has, we don't care if it's pasul, it's kasher, right? Whatever kind of zera she has, that pasuls her from going back, and as it shows that she's more part of her husband's family, and therefore she can't go back to eating shum in her father's house.
Zera being a mamzer implies that it wasn't with her husband.
Right, so it's a good question. Right, so maybe it was with her husband. Maybe her husband was a mamzer, and therefore the kids are mamzerim. Yeah. I would assume it would have to be that's connected to her husband. I don't know enough about it. I was also thinking about that. I'm not sure. okay, so now, v'ha afikte lezera zara. So they say, what do you mean? How can you darshan two things? Now we're just off on a sidetrack. All this was to show that because of the extra yud and ein, we can darshan something. So in our case, we wanted to darshan that we have an extra drasha from this pasuk. In this case, we're darshaning ayin ba, meaning any additional, whether it's zera zara or whether it's zera pasuk. So now they say, how can you learn two things from that ayin ba, right? You should just learn one thing of the, right? So they say, v'hafikte lezera zara. Didn't you use it already for zera zara? How could you use it for also zera pasuk? So what are the answer? Zera zara lo itzrich kra, debnei banim harein kebanim. That really didn't need a limud. That was obvious, because even though they said it in the Braita, but they're saying it didn't really need an extra limud, because obviously if you have tzaim, right, it doesn't matter whether they're your sons or your grandsons, your grandchildren are like your children. So v'chi itzrich kra, the real drasha, the pasuk, was lezera pasul. Okay, so now we're going to say, okay, so that was very nice. What did we show here? We showed that there's precedent for darshaning the yud and ein. That's what we showed here. Just because there's precedent, though, doesn't explain, right? It's like, you know, okay, so you learned it from there, but where did they get it from, right? Where did the drasha on Zera Einla learn that you can darshan this yud and ein? It seems, right, what's bothering the Gemara is it's a very strange drasha. Ein doesn't, we don't usually, right, we always see ein with a yud. So now we're going to show where we see ein without a yud, and it's going to be a little problematic grammatically or from the world of shorashim. Or okay, we'll see. V'tana gufe minale de darish ha'achi. In other words, the Tana itself, right, the Braita where they said ein is ayem ba with the zera. Where did he get it from? Hachi amre minale darish ha'achi amre. This is where he said k'tiv me'ein bil'am u'me'ein yivami. What does me'ein mean? Me'ein is its own word, right? It means it's got its own root. Me'ein means to refuse. But what are they assuming here? It comes from the root ein, okay? Which means, right, you can't, right? It's ein. It's the same thing. Refuse is saying you can't do it. And now this, by the way, could be that maybe there's some grammar or something in here. Roots used to be two letters. There's all this proof that there were two-letter roots, and they grew to three. So it could be maybe the real root of me'ein is without the men. I don't know enough about it. I tried to look in the BDB, which is the dictionary of the, it's like an academic dictionary of the Torah, and like Lashon HaMikra, but it didn't say anything of etymology or anything. There was no real information there, but it's listed as a separate listing. It obviously doesn't come from the root ein. But maybe way back when it came somehow, or maybe they're just connecting it. So here, if you notice, me'ein bil'am and me'ein yivami, right, that bil'am wouldn't go, I think it's, what is it? He wouldn't go with the people, right? What was it? Ve'yakumu sarei Mo'av, ve'yavo el balak, ve'yamru me'ein bil'am halochi manu. They said he wouldn't come with us. Okay, and me'ein yivmi means that's the tekes you say, right? When you do the tekes chalitza, the woman says, the yabam refused to do yibum with me. So notice these. Tilo ketiv b'hu yud. V'hacha ketiv b'hu yud. Shma mina l'drasha u'da'ata. Okay, and those words, there's no yud. So therefore, you see that the yud is extra. Okay, now they're going to tell us. Now, remember, this is all. So now we've learned that, again, we can learn. Okay, we're struggling with this the whole time. Where do we learn Kesef Kiddushin? So now we say we can learn it from this Pasuk, Yatzachinam and Kasef. The Amma doesn't have to pay any money when she goes, gets her freedom. But a regular woman would have to get her, right? In order to get married, she could do it with money, Ein Kasef, and there is a case where there is Kesef, and the Kesef will go to the father. And then we say, but we also learn Yatzachinam is to Bagrut, and Ein Kasef is to teach us a Nara, and there are two different drashot that we learn from the same pasuk, and we're okay with that because of the extra yud in ein. If it had just said ein without a yud, we would have only darshan one thing. With a yud, now we can darshan two things.
So why we concluded it was the father, not the daughter, that got the money?
Because it's like the adon. Just like the adon, she doesn't have to pay the adon. Who would have gotten the money if they would pay the adon? The adon would have gotten the money. So therefore, in this case, who's going to get the money? The person who's perceived as her adon, which is her father. Okay, that's how they get it. That was the very beginning of the pasuk, de kavate kamimayv. When it's excluding it and saying the opposite is true, it's going to say the opposite is true in the exact same scenario, where there's an adon and he gets the money, and as he would have gotten the money if she would have paid the adon in the ama case, but she doesn't have to. And therefore, in this case, the father gets the money like the adon would have gotten. That's how they learn it. So now we're going to still deal with all these pasukim and stuff, but now they're going back to something we learned yesterday, which is, Itzrich lemichtav kiddushei al aviha. They had to teach you that the kiddushin go to the father, the kesef kiddushin. Ve'itzrich lemichtav. We also had a pasuk yesterday which taught us the masei yadeh al aviha. Okay, this was within the pasuk, if you remember, ki imkor. Ishabito la'ama, right? Ishabito la'ama. We said, why does it say la'ama? Kim korbito is obvious. You're selling her to be an ama. What did we teach? We learned there that her maaseh adayim go just like the ama. The maaseh adayim go to the adon. Likewise, a daughter, her maaseh adayim go to her father. So now they want to know. Well, if the maaseh adayim go to the father, then obviously the kiddush is going to go to the father. So why would we need a separate limud to teach you that the kesef kiddushin goes to the father, which we learned from Yatzachinam and Kasef, and also a drasha that the father in general gets her maaseh adayim? Why couldn't we learn one from the other? So now they're going to show why each is a little bit unique, and you might not have thought you could learn one from the other. Itzrich lemichtav kiddushei al aviyah, v'itzrich lemichtav maaseh adayim al aviyah. Di'i katav rachmana kiddushei al aviyah. Let's say we just had our drasha that the kesef kiddushin goes to the father. You might have thought maybe he only gets the kesef kiddushin, but he wouldn't get anything. What are maaseh adayim? It means if she has a job and she works, any proceeds that she gets go to her father. So why might you have thought maybe just the kesef kiddushin goes to the father and not the proceeds of what she makes? Hava amina mishum delo tarcha behu. The kesef kiddushin she gets for doing nothing, basically. So therefore, we can understand they go to her father. But maybe you would have thought that if she works, then she should get her own proceeds. She should make whatever she worked hard for. So therefore, they have to tell you, no, they go to the father. What if you just had maaseh adayah? What would you have said? Why can't we learn kesef kiddushin? Because how does it work with the maaseh adayah? Why did they go to her father? Because in exchange for that, she gets mizonot. He supports her, right? She doesn't need her maaseh. Sort of like she doesn't need her maaseh adayah, because what do you make money for in order to feed yourself? Well, the father feeds her, so he gets the money from her work. Aval kiddushah de me'amaka'atela ema didahavu. But you might have thought the kesef kiddushin, since they're not coming tmurat something else, it's not like she's getting something in exchange for them. So maybe she'd be able to keep them. And therefore, sricha. Okay, so each one is unique, and therefore wouldn't have learned the other, and therefore we need two separate drashot to teach you. The father gets her maaseh adayim, and that's kind of in place of the mizonot, and he also gets the kesef kiddushin, and that's what we learn from this drasha. Okay? Remember, that's only if she's a nara or a ketana. As soon as she's a bogeret, she gets it herself. Now, we're going to go back to this drasha that we quoted, Derech Agav, which is, Yatzachinam teaches you about bagrut, and Ein Kasef teaches you about the Nara. Okay, so let's explain that drasha one more time, and then we're going to go into it. We're going to see some issues with it. What does it mean? It means that if you get sold to be a slave woman, Yatzachinam teaches you, when do you go free? When you're a bogeret, which means 12 years to simanim plus 6 months. Okay? And Kasef comes to teach you that she goes free 6 months before that. When she reaches age 12 and she shows to simanim, right before, remember the tukufav and na'arut is only the 6 month period after she both reaches 12 and has simanim. So therefore, Ein Kasef comes to include also she goes free when she's a Nara. Now, there's an obvious problem here. She goes free when she's a Bogeret. Let's put it the other way. She goes free when she's a Nara. Well, then you don't need to say she goes free when she's a Bogeret, because she's not going to go free when she's a Bogeret. She already went free 6 months before. That's going to come up soon. But leave it right now that we have Yatzachinam comes to teach you Bogrut. Ein Kasef comes to teach you Nara. So Gufa. Now we're going to go talk about this more. Yatzachinam elu yimei bagrut, ein kasef elu yimei na'arut. So now the Gemara is going to say right away, v'lichtav rachmana na'arut v'lo bai bagrut. It should have just taught us about na'arut, and you wouldn't need bagrut, because what I just said, once you go out of na'arut, you don't need to get to the stage of bagrut. Amar Rava, ba zeh v'limeid al zeh. In order to get to na'arut, you have to get to bagrut first. In other words, what does that mean? If you just had the pasuk at its pshat, you might have thought that she only goes free when she's a bogeret. So that was the first part. Yatzachina means you go free when you're a boger. It added something additional to teach you, not just Bagrut, but also Na'arut, she would go free. Meaning, really, in other words, she goes free already at Na'arut. Obviously, then she doesn't need to go free at Bagrut. Okay, so that's what it's saying. Just like, now again, they're going to do it. It's the exact same structure as the last sugya. We're going to show another situation where the same thing happens, where they learn out two things, but you could have just learned one of them and it would have been obvious the second one, but they're trying to tell you it's not just the one that's more obvious, but in addition, we're telling you an additional drasha to tell you it's also somebody else. So what's the precedent we have for this? Midi tahava atoshav v'sachir. Okay, what's this about? We learned that if you're, again, the truma issue. If you're a kohen, you have a family, and you have a household, so who gets to eat truma in your house? Not just your family, your wife, let's say who's not a kohen, but now she's married to a kohen, your kids. Also, your eved knani, because he becomes part of your household. Your behemot get to eat truma, your animals. But who doesn't get to eat truma? The toshav and the sachir. Now, who is that? Okay, we're going to see. Toshav, detanya, toshav ze kanoi kinyan olam. This is an Eved Ivri who pierced his ear and decided to stay with you forever. Remember Eved Ivri? He works for you for 7 years. For 6 years. On the seventh year, he goes free. But if he decides he wants to stay with you because he likes his life, and remember, he can marry a shifcha when he's there, and he likes the shifcha, and he wants to stay with his new family, he's allowed to stay. You have to pierce his ear by the doorpost, and then he becomes your slave forever.
Was
he
lucky in the first 7 years?
So, no. That's going to be the whole thing. Not all, right? If he can't eat forever, then obviously, if he's only there for 6 years, he can't eat the truma either, right? In other words, an Eved Ivri basically can never eat truma. Even if he's an Eved Olam. Even if he's going to live with you forever. So, Toshav ze kanoi kinyan olam. Toshav ze kanoi kinyan olam. Sachir ze kanoi kinyan shanim. Right, that's the one that's only there for 6 years. So now they're going to say again, Yomar Toshav, Elo Yomar Sachir. So why don't you just say Toshav, which is the Kanoi Kinyan Olam? And you would have known that obviously then, if he's only there for 6 years, he's clearly not eating Truma either. Elo Yomar Sachir. V'ani Omer, Kanoi Kinyan Olam, Eino Ochel. Right, and what would I have said? If Kanoi Kinyan Olam doesn't eat, then Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, Lo Kol Shekein. Then obviously, right, if he's a permanent fixture in your house and he still doesn't eat truma, then obviously if he's a temporary fixture in your house, he's not going to be able to eat truma. So now what are they going to say? Ilu Kein, Hayiti Omer, Toshav. Right, what might I have thought? The Toshav who can't eat truma, what would I have assumed he is? Ze Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, Aval Kanoi Kinyan Olam Ochel. Right, I might have thought, how would I know how to define the term Toshav and Sachir? If we just had Toshav, I would have said maybe a Toshav is someone who lives with you for 6 years and he can't eat Truma, but someone who lived with you forever would be allowed to. So therefore, once I add both of them, then it becomes obvious that it's including both cases. But if I only have one, I might have thought it includes the less obvious, right, the more obvious case and not the less obvious. Bas Sachir v'limed ala Toshav. So therefore, now they comes to sachir v'toshav to teach you sha'af al pisha kanoi kinyan olam eno ochel. Okay, that's the proof. Abaye is not so happy with this proof. Okay, so you follow how it works? If I just had one thing, I would have assumed in our case it was just the bogeret who goes free. Comes two things to teach you. It's not only a bogeret, it's also a na'ara. So now comes Abaye and he says, I don't like this. Mi dame, you can't compare these two things. You're comparing apples and oranges. You want to compare the Toshav and the Sachir to the Na'ara and the Bogeret. What's the problem? Hatam tre gufe ninhu. There, you're talking about two different types of people. There's the Eved who stays for only 6 years, and there's the Eved who's a Nirtza Olam, right? He stays forever. Those are two different people. Aval dechinami katav rachmana Toshav. Toshav nirtza lo yochal, right? So therefore, the Torah said, a toshav nirtza doesn't eat, v'hadr katav idach. One second, I'm not reading this right. Midame hatam tre gufe ninu, dechinami katav rachmana toshav nirtza lo yochal, v'hadr katav idach, right? And if it were written the other, have a sachir, what would we have said? The sachir is milta da'ate b'chavachomer, what's he going to say? If we just had Toshav, what could we have said? We could have said that we could have learned out the Sachir, the less, right, the guy who's living there less, in a Kal V'Chomer. And sometimes there's situations where we say, even if you could learn it from a Kav HaChomer, Tarach V'Katav Lakra, the pasuk teaches you something that you could have learned out in the Kav HaChomer, but it's going to come to teach you that anyway. We're going to get back to this concept today a few more times. Okay, that there's a concept that even though you could have learned a Kav HaChomer, sometimes the pasuk spells it out anyway. And that's the way we read this Toshav HaSachir case. But, aval hacha, chagufahi. But this is all one thing. Ki nafkala b'na'arut, b'grut mai b'ya gabah. If she goes out b'na'arut, so you don't even need to teach about b'grut. It's obvious. So therefore, it's there. We're talking about one person, right? In the Toshav and Sachir, there are two different categories, right? Two different people. So you could say, we have one, and we learn the other from that, b'kav HaChomer, but we're going to give a pasuk anyway. When it comes to the na'ara and the bogeret, once we have na'ara, there's no need for a bogeret. So it doesn't make any sense. It's all the same person. Ella Amar Abaye lo nitzracha Ella. Now he's going to re-explain this drasha. He basically says it can't be the Yatzachinam comes to exclude the bogeret, because that would be a ridiculous limud, right? There's no point to exclude a bogeret if the na'ara is already learned out from the pasuk. So therefore, what's he going to say Yatzachinam? The Braita said it's bogrut. So what's he going to explain? Bagrut is a different kind of bagrut. What are we talking about? A unique case of bagrut. What's the case? Ela lebeger da ailonit. What's an ailonit? It's someone who can't have children. But what? Not only can she not have children, she doesn't have simanei bagrut at all. And what did we learn about her? So she never gets to become a na'ara. We're basically going to find a case where there's a bogeret without na'arut. Now, what does it mean that she's a bogeret? We learned that at age 20, an ailonit at age 20 becomes the category of a bogeret. She's a halachic bogeret, even though she doesn't have simanei bagrut. So here's a woman who skipped the shlav of na'arut. That's what the drasha Abaye is coming to teach us, he says. It's coming to teach us about the bogeret who's an ailonit. Okay? If the whole thing is that what releases her, it's reaching the stage of na'arut. Since this woman never reaches the stage of na'arut, you might have thought she never gets freed. Okay? Kamash malan, that she does get freed. Okay? That she, when does she get freed? At age 20. Okay, she's obviously going to have a much longer, you know, stint as an ama. Okay, that's a bias, Shita. So he says it's not Bagrut because we could have learned Bagrut from Na'arut. There's no point, right? Once she reaches Na'arut, there's no case of Bagrut at all. Therefore, as opposed to the Toshav and Sachir, where there are two separate cases. In this case, there is no two separate cases. So it doesn't make sense. He says it must be teaching you Beggar Ilonit. So now, Matkifla Marba Ravashi. Marba Ravashi doesn't like this. What does he say? Okay, now you can look at the little sheets. Okay, we're going to start our first Kav HaChomer here that they're going to detail out. Bilav Kav HaChomer who? Couldn't you learn the beggar of an ailonit from a Kav HaChomer? Okay, there's a few more around here. Couldn't you learn it from a Kav HaChomer? What's the Kav HaChomer? Umas simanim she'em motzi'im mirishut av, motzi'im mirishut adon. Bagrut she'motzi'am mirishut av, eno din she'motzi'am mirishut adon. Simanim, right, which the ailonit doesn't have, right? Simanim aren't motzi'im mirishut av. They don't, just because you hit simanim doesn't mean you're free from your father yet, because you're still, right, you're a na'ara. But they are motzi'im mirishut adon, but they do take you out from the adon's rishut, right, because as soon as you hit simanim, you're a na'ara, what happens to you? You go free from slavery, right? That's what we said, from being an ama. So therefore, bagrut, that's motzi'ah merishut av, if you reach the level of bagrut, like the ailonit, which is more chamor adin, right? Because it allows you to be released even from your father. So ein odin shemotzi'ah merishut adon. So wouldn't it also release you from the adon? So therefore, wouldn't you know that the bagrut of an ailonit would clearly release her from slavery? Because if na'arut does, and na'arut doesn't release you from your father, but bagrut releases you from your father, then obviously it's going to release you from the adon. So therefore, Marba Ravashi doesn't like this. So what does he say? He has to find a different explanation. He agrees with Abaye that there's an issue here, but he has to find something else that this bagrut is teaching you. So he's going to say it is teaching you about an ailonit, but something different. Not that the ailonit goes free when she's a bogeret, because that you can learn from a Kav HaChomer. What does he say? Lo nitzracha ela le'ikar zvina da ailonit. It's to teach you that she can be sold into slavery ma'at chala. Not that she goes free from slavery, but the fact that She can actually become a slave. What might you have thought? Since the Pasuk, what does it talk about in Amayavriya? What's really supposed to happen to her? She's supposed to marry the person who she gets sold into slavery. It's only if he doesn't want to marry her or marry her off to one of his children that she then goes free when she becomes a Nara. So what is this telling you here? Maybe you would have thought, Salkadat Hachamina, Da'ata Simane Na'arut Havizvina. Someone who's going to have Simane Na'arut, she can get sold. Ela'ata Simane Na'arut Lo Havizvina Zvina. That her sale wouldn't be a good sale because the whole concept like couldn't be fulfilled properly. Kamashmalan V'yatzachinam. That's what V'yatzachinam comes to teach you. That a bogeret, an ama, who's a girl, let's say, who's an ilonit, can be sold to be a slave. But the fact that it goes free, Mar Bar Bashi thinks is obvious from a Kav Chomer, the fact that she goes free when she's a bogeret. It's the fact that she can actually be sold milechatchila that it comes to teach.
As an ilonit bichlal, or as an ilonit as a bogeret?
No, an ilonit bichlal. No, an ilonit bogeret can't be, because once she's a bogeret, she goes free. So an ilonit before... Now, part of the problem here is that we don't even know always that she's an ilonit at that earlier stage. But let's say she's 14 already, hasn't showed signs of Na'arut, we can see that she's a bogeret. She gets sold at that point, and she's a slave until she's 20.
That's what I meant.
Yes, okay. Yes. Once she's in the Na'ara age frame, or right, but she's not a Na'ara, she doesn't have... There's no. She goes from a Ketana to a bogeret. She's only a bogeret at age 20. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Halachically, she's not called a bogeret. Exactly. Exactly. She can be sold in that stage, and that's what Mar Bar Avashi thinks the chidush is. So now they want to say what? What was Mar Bar Avashi's whole proof against Abaye? You could have learned it in a Kav HaChomer. We didn't need a drasha for it. But what did we learn today? That Milta Da'ata B'Kav HaChomer Darish B'Katav Lakra. Sometimes the pasuk does give you a drasha that you could have learned from a Kav HaChomer. So that's not a good question that Mar Rav Ashi said. So we're going to ask that right now. Lamar Rav Ashi Damar V'Lav Kav HaChomer Hu. Isn't it a Kav HaChomer and therefore we don't need a drasha for it? Ha'amrinam, we just said Milta Da'ata B'Kav HaChomer Darish B'Katav Lakra. Sometimes the pasuk does tell you something that could have been learned in a Kav HaChomer. So what does he answer? Hanemile, or the Gemara answers for him, Hechi deleka l'shinuye, aval hecha deika l'shinuye mashninan. I'm going to say it in other simple words. We only use that as a last resort. In other words, if he has something else he can learn from there, which he found something else to learn from there, we'd rather give that as an answer. Okay. In other words, we could say that the pasuk sometimes teaches us something that we could have learned in a Kav HaChomer, but only if we have nothing else to learn from that pasuk. And he found something else that we can learn from that pasuk, and therefore didn't learn out what could have been learned in a Kav HaChomer. Remember, what could have been learned in a Kav HaChomer is that the bogeret ilonit gets freed. But he didn't need that because he said, a bogeret ilonit gets sold into slavery, bichlal. That's what he learned from it, and he didn't need it. So again, you can only use it as a last resort. Okay. Vitana Maitela Mihacha. So now we're going to say there's a bright... Okay, let's go back now. Where were we? We were trying to prove Ein Kasef, okay? From the words Ein Kasef, we learn by an Amai Vriya that a regular woman, right, an Isha, is Niknet B'Kasef. Okay, in the words of our Mishnah, Isha Niknet B'Kasef. That's what we were trying to learn, and that the Kasef goes to her father if she's still a Na'ara, or a Ketana. So now they want to say, wait, we have a different place we can learn this from. Okay? The Tana learned it from a different place. B'Tana Maite Lamehacha brought a proof from here. D'Tanya, Ki Ikach Ish Isha U'Ba'ala. Okay, remember our Pasuk, right? That's it. That's where we see marriage from the Torah. Those five words, that's it. V'Haya Im Lo Timtzachem Be'enav Ki Matzah Be'ervat Ara. Right, then they're already after those five words, they're on to divorce. Ein kicha ela bekesef. Okay? Sums up, write your whole marriage in five words in the Torah. What do we see, though? We're darshing the words ki ikach. Ein kicha, what do we learn? Ela bekesef. Remember, we learned that. How do you do kicha? Kicha is with money. V'cheinu omer, how do we know that? Natati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, from Ephron. Okay? When the Avraham bought Ma'arana Machpelah, he bought it with money. V'halodinhu. And it's a Kav HaChomer. Here's our next Kav HaChomer. You can look at it on the sheet. Uma ama ivriya she'ena. Oh, sorry. So stop here. Okay? So that's, we learn it from a drasha of ki ikach. Okay? And ki ikach comes to teach you it's bekesef from Ephron. Okay? From Avram and Ephron. Now, the Gemara is going to say, but wait. We don't even need a pasuk. Okay, so first of all, now proof number two. Okay, we're going to talk later about why you need two different proofs. Okay, sometimes, right, it's just a different opinion, but they're going to say, you actually need to learn from both places. But now they're going to say, why do you even need a proof from a pasuk? You could have learned it from a kal vachomer. V'halo dinhu, uma amaha ivriya, she'ena niknet bebi'a niknet bekesef. How does an amaha ivriya get bought out? Right? She gets bought out bekesef, not by sexual relations. So, zo she niknet bebi'a, eino din she tikne bekesef. Now, they're going to say the Amavriya has a more chamor din because she's not niknet bibia. And the woman who wants to get married is niknet bibia. So wouldn't we say if she's niknet bibia, right, if the one who can't be niknet bibia is niknet bekesef, then the one who can be niknet bibia ain't no din shetiknet bekesef. Okay, so that's a good kavachomer. So why are we learning it from a pasuk? So now they're going to say, that kavachomer doesn't work so well. Why? Because we can knock it down. How can we knock it down? Yivama tochiach. Tochiach always means in a kavachomer conversation, it knocks it out. It proves, what does it prove? It proves that the thing that's the chamor, oh, actually, I messed this up. It should be the chamor and then the kal, right? Anyway, I flipped the sides. So it proves that what we thought was chamor is not really chamor. That the chum, that you thinking that it's niknei bibia makes it more, oh no, I did it right. Right, sorry, it is right. If you think the chamor is really more chamor because it's niknei bibia, we're going to prove it's not really. Why? Yivama tochiach she niknei bibia ve'ena niknei bekesef. Right? The Yivama can only be bought by Bia and not Kesef. So it doesn't mean just because you can be bought by Bia, you can be bought by Kesef. So now they're going to say, oh no, you could say the Yivama is totally different. It doesn't even factor in here. Why? Mali Yivama shekein ein niknei b'shtar. Tomar shezosh niknei b'shtar. Okay? What might you think? No, there really is a good kal vachomer because you could say, Mali Yivama, in other words, Yivama, yes, she's bought only by Bia. But our woman is bought bebia and bishtar. So therefore, maybe we could learn if you can be bought bebia and bishtar, then that means you can also be bought bekesef. Okay? So Talmud Lomar, therefore, ki kach ish. Okay, so now the Braita continues and says, therefore we learn from a pasuk ki kach ish. So now they're going to say, halamalikra, ha'atele. But I don't understand. Why'd you bring a pasuk? We just proved that you could learn it in a kavach homer. So Amar Avashi, Mishum de'ika lememar me'ikara de'dina pircha. Because you could have said, no, there's still a problem with this kal vachomer. What is it? Mehecha kamaiti la. Where did you learn it from? Me'ama ivriya. Right, where did you learn this, the thing about the keset, right? The whole kal vachomer was from the ama ivriya. So what could you say? Mali ma'ama ivriya sheken yotza bekesef tomar shezo she'en yotza bekesef. The Amai Vriya, what's her deal? We're trying to say her din is more kal, but what do we say in the end? She has a chumra, which is, she's different than our case because she can leave by money, right? She can be bought out of slavery. Whereas a woman, what do we know? A woman, tomar bezo, she'ena yotza bekesef. It has a more chamor din, right? It's ena yotza bekesef, and therefore we can't learn from there, and therefore Talmud lomar ki kach ish. Okay, we're going to end on this last point now. So that's why we can't have a kal vachomer. You have to learn it from the drasha. So now they're going to have to say, if we learn it from ki yikach ish bekesef, and we learn it from the ma'avriya bekesef, the ein kasef, why do we need both? Be'itzrich lemecha v'yatzach hinan, be'itzrich lemichtav ki yikach ish. Why? De'i katav rachmana ki yikach, hava amina, kidushin de'yav labal, didei havu. If you just said, ki yikach, what might you have thought? Ki yikach ish isha, who doesn't factor into this pasuk at all? The father. So what might you have thought? That the money goes to her. Okay, therefore, katav rachmana v'yatzach hinan, to teach you, that was the whole thing we started with today, that the money goes to the father. And as you remember, we're learning two things from here. So now they say, well, why don't you just teach us then, yatzach hinan, when we learn the money goes to the father and there's money. V'katav rachmana v'yatzach hinan, hava amina, here's a good hava amina, unfortunately they reject it, Hecha de Yahava ihi lidide v'kidashto havu kidushe. What might you have thought? That if she gives the money, she can marry, she can affect the marriage. Okay? And therefore, katav rachmana ki yikach velo ki tikach. Okay, right? Clearly the subject of ki yikach ish isha is that the husband's the one who makes things happen. if you had had just the pasuk of the Amai Bria, you might have thought that she could affect the marriage also. She could give money and marry him, so to speak. Okay, so therefore, you need both psukim to teach you all those aspects. Okay, stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll get to Knikne Bebiya, Knikne Beshtar.